taken from on top an office building across the street as the reported alleged shooter was apprehended by police. I find it very suspicious. In fact, where's my fact sheet? 24-year-old, right? Can I have that? Yeah, 24-year-old male from Houston. We called the state police and got this information. This isn't even out in the media yet. This is from the spokeswoman, Lisa Block. I mean, I find it very suspicious that you've got a guy on the steps of the Capitol crawling with armed state police, waving a gun around, shooting it, and they didn't shoot him. And that, I guess they then said freeze while he's shooting a gun, and then he put it down and they didn't shoot him. I mean, the cops half the time go and shoot homeowners. They're so trigger happy when they're investigating something. And I mean, I'm not saying they're bad when they do that, but there's a lot of accidents that happen. I know the DPS is supposedly better trained than a lot of police departments, but I don't understand how somebody is running around shooting 5 to 6 shots, they're now saying, and no one shoots him. The scenario that I start thinking about now, according to the state senator who said he was in his office, he was acting strangely, left, and then they heard shots. So he's acting strangely. Maybe he had a concealed carry. You're not supposed to have that in the Capitol. They start grabbing on him. It looks like a Glock. There's an image of the state police, and the state police wouldn't hold their own firearm. Plus, it's not what the state police carry. It looks like a small Glock or one of the knockoffs of the plastic gun. You know, the Capitol doesn't have metal detectors in it. You know they're just going to stick them in there as if that'll do anything. I bet they're going to put naked body scanners in there, and I bet this whole thing is a DPS intelligence operation. But I don't know that. But DPS was marked as the worst in the country under COINTELPRO, staging fake terror attacks and keeping lists on citizens, and they still do it. But that came out in the 80s, and they got barred from it. Blow up that photo for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and send these photos over to Kurt Nemo. Now, that's the shot, a better face shot of the alleged perpetrator. Let's blow that up first. And then the other photo is of the gun. Now, blow it up some more. Let's blow it right up to his face so everybody can see it. Where did you guys get these so people can go look at them for themselves? This is KXAN. Blow it up some more. KXAN.com. Yep, that looks like a white male, crew cut, haircut, white T-shirt, blue jeans. You got DPS there with a bike cop. Okay, go to the other photo. Now, blow that up. Look at that firearm. That is a Glock, or one of the similar. There's so many now that imitate the Glock. That is one of the smaller, little snub-nosed, semi-automatic, black composite, call them plastic, but they're really composite firearms. That's what that is, and it looks like the chamber is open. So the slide, the top of the firearm, let's go back to that, is open. See how it's sticking out further past the handle? And the police officer is holding it by the barrel. That's not how he would hold his own firearm. It'd be in his hand, and I believe he's got a shotgun in his right hand, a black semi-auto shotgun. He's got a riot shotgun in one hand. And I'll guarantee you that officer's not going to be holding a firearm that way unless he had just grabbed it up off the ground. And these photos, they report, were just seconds after they apprehended him. So, did he fire the shots to scare people and then put it back in his belt buckle and then run? That's the only way they wouldn't have killed him if it isn't, or at least shot him, if this wasn't staged. See, we're trying to work the different angles of this. Could it be suspicious? Yes. Or could it be just a lunatic? Yes. But I'll guarantee you this. There aren't any police on the planet where somebody's on the steps of the Capitol with a gun firing shots. They're not going to sit there and say, drop the gun, drop the gun. They're going to shoot them. We'll be right back.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Go.
gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy.
The JFK assassination.
This is Houston. Say again, please.
Houston, we've had a problem.
Landing on the moon.
The pictures of airplanes flying into buildings, fires burning, huge structures collapsing, have filled us with disbelief.
9/11.
I know that many of my supporters are disappointed. I am too.
Global warming. Historic events or conspiracies. If you seek alternative information, go to conspiracyking.com. Discover the largest and best selection of conspiracy books in North America at conspiracyking.com. Read articles and the works of authors worldwide at conspiracyking.com. Want to contact us? Call toll-free 800-294-5250. That's 800-294-5250 for conspiracyking.com. Exposing tyranny since 1991.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let's go through these calls that are up on the board right now, and then I'm going to get to all the other news we haven't covered yet. And believe me, there's a lot of it. Tessa in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, how you doing today?
I guess okay.
Oh, man, I tell you, this is scary.
Welcome.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, this is scary what's going on at the Capitol right now.
Oh, it
really
certainly
weird.
Is. It certainly is.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. What do you think of what's happening?
To talk about something else that went down at the Capitol on January 16th, the nullification rally and the events that ensued after that, which I caught on film and is up on my YouTube channel.
Tell folks about the rally. Tell them what happened.
Okay, well, I had come there just to support nullification, and I had no idea that there would be so many Deborah Medina supporters there. It made up basically the entire crowd. And supposedly, they were under the impression that she was going to speak that day. And near the end of the rally, the crowd started getting a little bit boisterous about it, and were saying, where's Deborah? Why isn't she allowed to speak? Well, she never got to get up there and speak. So what I filmed was, it was just a slight confrontation. It was really more of a discussion, but it was kind of a, you know, just an argument between one of the Medina supporters wondering why she wasn't allowed to speak, and then one of the people that was putting the rally on. And then I also
Well, ma'am, you've got to fill people in. Deborah Medina is one of the Republican candidates for governor. She's surging in the polls against Rick Perry. I mean, she's coming from way behind Rick Perry and Kay Bailey Hutchinson. Tell people what the nullification rally was for. You know, let people know.
Yeah, and anyway, so, you know.
Nullification of what?
Nullification of the health care bill.
Yes.
But really, I mean, any bill that could come, you know, the Congress passes that. You
and
know,
Deborah
feel,
Medina was there and wasn't allowed to speak?
She was there and wasn't on the invited list. From all the research that I've been able to do, I know she wasn't on the list officially, but what I think was it was a miscommunication between the person that had the permit and then the people that were putting on the rally. Supposedly, I've got to look up the code. But
well, that's in the past. We can move forward now. What else is on your mind?
Sure. So anyway, you know, basically I just interviewed a lot of people just wondering why she wasn't allowed to speak at the rally. And the people wanted her, and she wasn't allowed to speak. And so now articles are coming out. There's a blog up on WordPress, and the author is Sybil West, and she's basically saying that Deborah Medina supporters are thugs.
And really, that, I appreciate your call, ma'am. I appreciate your call. I mean, look, Deborah Medina, every time I tune into talk radio, they're talking about the governor's race, almost everyone calls in. Supporting her for governor. And so, you know, getting into little fights with other Republicans and people, it really goes nowhere. People listening in Japan right now don't really know what we're talking about. Johnny in Alabama. Johnny, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, Alex. I haven't been listening to you very long. I'm waking up. Obamas are talking about people getting thinner, talking about fat people overweight, kids overweight. And I wonder if you have any information about the government taking human fat and turning it into biodiesel.
No, I know in the movie Fight Club they take human fat and turn it into designer soap because melted down fat from murdered Chinese political dissidents is put into some of the more fancy cosmetics around the world. But no, I don't know anything about turning human fat into biodiesel, Johnny.
I was just wondering.
I tell you, that's off the wall, Johnny, but I appreciate it. Very interesting thought there for the day. Valerie in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'm in Tulsa, land where the slave can't be trusted to have their own garden.
That's right. Your mayor says that's evil.
That's right.
You might grow marijuana, so we need to restrict you being able to have a garden. You can't let prisoners have their own gardens.
No. Well, the reason for my call today, I wanted to tell you that I listened to a little bit of Glenn Beck this morning, and as if we needed any more proof that he's trying to become you, he said that he's going into the documentary filmmaking business.
You're joking.
No, I'm not. Second hour, about the first, it was the first half of the second hour. And he said, I can't really say much about it, but it's going to be really big.
Well, good for him. It'll be in theaters. It'll be bigger than Michael Moore. And it'll be a fake right-wing view of the world like what we have with Michael Moore, giving you a left-wing rebel view. And that's just how they operate. But the truth will continue to smash their propaganda.
Right. That's right. I'm so glad that you're going to go after him. I agree with you 100%. I think he is just an absolute, he's just a demon.
Well, every time I tune in, and I didn't do it this morning. I turned it on driving into work, and I can't listen. I had to turn it off because of just how disingenuous and manipulative he is and how obvious it is to me. It's hard to listen to. And we'll just see what happens. But no, left-right paradigm. I mean, he literally, when I listen, it's like, oh my gosh, he's expropriated so much of what we do. And then always, days after we cover something, he then covers it. But then puts his spin on it, and to watch my work turned into what he's doing with it. But you know what? In the end, it'll just turn out good because he will wake up a mainstream audience. They'll then find out what's going on, and they'll find out the full story. But I appreciate your call. We're getting a lot of emails like this. My feeling is that this shooting at the Texas State Building this morning is a direct staged event in response to the closing of the gun show. You watch. He will have gotten his weapon at the gun show. See ya. We got to close the gun shows. Keep them up. D. Francis. I don't know. It may be that he was some concealed carry guy who came in and said something threatening at the senator's office. They said he was acting strangely. And then they tried to grab him, and it's a semi-auto, and it went off or something. I mean, who knows? We don't know yet. We'll find out soon. We'll have articles at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that break that down. Let's go ahead and talk to Peter in Canada. Peter, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Nice to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
I've got two questions on two different issues here. The first one is Deborah Medina. I heard her speak on the debate last week, and I was quite impressed. Are you going to have her on your show?
Yeah, she's in here. When next week? She's in studio next week, I know, one day.
Okay, I'll be waiting to listen to that one. Another one, I've been listening to you for about a year now, and I agree with about 95% of what you say. But one thing, on peak oil, you know, the U.S. is in Iraq seemingly for the oil, and now they're in Afghanistan, Pakistan, to block pipelines to China. Why would they be doing that if peak oil was a hoax and all made up?
Well, that's a very easy way to answer that. It's confirmed that there's more oil discovered, proven reserves in Alaska than there is in Saudi Arabia. On one area, one small field, there is enough to run the country for another 50 years, but they will not allow those pipelines to be brought in because it's artificial scarcity. There's too much oil, there's too much natural gas, and so if they don't shut down large sectors of the Gulf of Mexico and Alaska and other areas, then they won't be able to have their huge profits. They don't want China and other countries to have their own cheap oil. They want them to have to buy it from Western oil companies. And so it's just like De Beers. You know, if there's so many diamonds in the world, why are they so expensive? Because De Beers, owned by the Oppenheimers and others, a big consortium, they have a world diamond monopoly. That's a fact, sir. And so they're trying to make sure that they can make oil more scarce.
Oil in Alaska is proven. Where can I go to see this proof?
It's so voluminous, it's completely insane that they've only allowed one small area there on the West Slope to be opened, a few other areas. The oil companies admit they can build more than 10 pipelines the size of the one they have that already supplies, 14% of U.S. Needs on the West Coast. The rest of it's sold that they pump to the Japanese and Chinese. It's common knowledge. It's admitted everywhere. There's an oil field, 640 square miles, right off of Louisiana and Mississippi. That's just everywhere you drill, you hit oil. I mean, everywhere you drill, you hit oil, sir, in that area.
Getting back to Deborah Medina, do you think she has a chance at winning that governorship?
If the mainstream media covered her more and said she could win, yes. And she is rising in the polls, and other patriots, other people out there need to run at their different state levels for similar positions. It's showing people, just like what we just saw in Massachusetts, that if you start early enough, you can basically beat any big incumbent. People aren't just mad at Democrats. They're mad at incumbents.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm trying to spread the word on the forums. Calling from Canada, I really can't vote, but I hope her all the best.
Thank you, Peter. I appreciate your call. By the way, we have her in here the 26th. So that is this week. It's next week. And she's been in studio with us. Okay, previously, a few months ago. Let's go ahead. It's our supporters, just like with Ron Paul. They're really energizing her, along with many others. Let's go ahead and talk to Ray in Colorado. Ray, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good.
So I just wanted to give this quote out for your listeners. It's pretty much has to do with the fear tactics that the government is using against us and all the false flag attacks. And it was just perfect when I found it. Those who can give up essential liberty to obtain a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. And that's
Benjamin Franklin. Yeah.
And I just thought it would be like really good for your listeners, you know, to hear that.
Well, that's how tyranny works. Somebody might do something illegal with guns. We've got to ban all your guns. Some parent might abuse their child. We've got to ban parents raising their kids. Somebody might shout at their spouse and a fight might get started, so we're going to arrest you if you shout at each other. Meanwhile, the government's mass murdering, poisoning our food, poisoning our water. They think we're animals. They want to get rid of us. Anything else, caller?
Oh, well, I'm just saying that I'm a nanny and I work for, you know.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ron Paul, ladies and gentlemen, article up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. He says abolish the CIA. He said we need to get rid of it. We need to take it out. In fact, what's the actual quote? You know what? Let's just play Ron Paul's quote again right now instead of me just sitting here and paraphrasing it. This is Ron Paul this week at the Campaign for Liberty, one of the regional rallies. And here he is saying we need to abolish and get rid of the CIA. They've had a coup over our government, and they have. Republicans and Democrats come and go, but the CIA stays in power. It's the shadow government. It's a big part of the shadow government. He goes on to say, get rid of it. This is courage. Here's Ron Paul.
They admit, I mean, but they're almost like they live in a different world. The military is down, the morale is down, the money is in there. They're going looking for a couple more wars to fight.
Yeah.
It makes no sense whatsoever. But no, we don't have to worry. It's not the military anymore because there's been a coup. Have you heard? It's the CIA coup. The coup, the CIA runs everything. They run the military. They're the ones who are over there lobbing missiles and bombs on these countries. It's not even the military that does it. The CIA runs this. And, of course, the CIA is every bit as secret as Federal Reserve. And yet, think of the harm that they have done since they were established, since World War II. They are a government unto themselves. They're in businesses. They're in drug businesses. And they take on...
Yeah! Is that not powerful? That's Congressman Ron Paul. You can go watch the video at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. In fact, I'm trying to give you the exact headline. It's lost somewhere here in my stack if you want to go watch that video. My guys are writing so many articles and posting so much that here it is. Ron Paul, the CIA runs everything. That's a quote from Ron Paul. And you can watch that video. And you can read the article that Kurt Nemo put together at Infowars.com. And then we fished out another clip from documentary filmmakers here in Austin, Texas, that Tommy Pilotta worked on in the late 1980s, interviewing Ron Paul, where he's talking about the CIA drug dealing and George Bush Sr. drug dealing. Now, that's powerful info. And you notice the media knew about these clips during the campaign. They didn't want to go after Ron Paul on that because the CIA solicitor inspector general found in 1996 that they were running in most of the narcotics into the country. This is an open secret, just like it's an open secret that illegal aliens are above the law. Did you know that all over the country, in almost every major city, over 800 cities, illegals don't get DWIs. They don't get speeding tickets. They don't get arrested for not having a driver's license. Citizens do. And I talked to some of the Hispanic lobbying groups, and they say, well, that's okay. Everybody else gets arrested but illegals. You're a racist if you are for you having the same rights. I mean, America is a joke, ladies and gentlemen. The Austin Police Department can shut down a legal gun show because they say so without a law, but illegal aliens are above the law. This is a sick joke. This is a sick joke. And the government set the precedent. They're now giving matriculas out not just to Mexicans. The Mexican government pioneered this and made payoffs to people illegally in government to do it. Now all these other countries, Poland's issuing their own card, Russia's doing it, Venezuela, Nicaragua, El Salvador, they're all issuing them. So you don't have any rights if you're a citizen, but you don't just have rights. You're above the law if you're a foreigner. Because the government wants to give welfare and grease the skids for foreigners to come here to make them a political weapon against the republic, to remove the middle class and to bankrupt the nation for the banks. The country is imploding into tyranny. It's falling apart. And again, I was talking to one of my employees who formerly a few years ago worked at the city of Austin in gas and power, and he said more than 90% of the illegals don't pay their bills. And they just have another illegal come in 6 months later when they get their gas turned off and start a new matricula card. And they're ordered, you will give them free power. You will give them free gas. This is what we've been told to do. And again, just the illustration of how lawless government is. How lawless they've become. We're going to come back, blitz through a bunch of news, and then go to your phone calls. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then we come back, of course, Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. And we just continue to expose the tyranny. If we do that, new world order will fall.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kill C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
About a minute this morning, and I had to turn it off. I just couldn't listen to his voice, and I was getting a cell phone call in my car. And I did hear him making fun of the Democrats' big documentary filmmaker, and saying, we'll see how the maker of Fahrenheit 9/11, Michael Moore, likes what I'm going to do. And the caller said he says he's going to make documentaries now. That may not be copying me, but him using all my terms and then twisting it around is. And remember, a year ago, Fox launched this website, Fox Nation, that just looks just like PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com and runs the same kind of news. See, they want the patriot libertarian audience, but they don't want it for their main Fox audience. And so there was an InfoWars.com article about how Fox launches a clone. In fact, post that article if you can, the original article that we wrote about that. But that's the type of information. Fox launches InfoWars.com clone website in attempt to cannibalize the Patriot movement. And that was written back in April of 2009. And they've now taken over much of the Patriot movement and are misdirecting it into pro-war, pro-Patriot Act, new taxes as the answer to Obama. And, again, that's why we've got to counter them. I've kind of ignored it. I've tried to be somewhat friendly. They've tried to do olive branches, and Fox has plugged us a lot and had me on Napolitano's show and done a few little things like that. But I just don't want to be invited to the party. I mean, it just makes me sick even thinking about it. You know, I don't want to be on Fox News. I don't want to be with them. I don't want to go say the Muslims want to kill us, give up all your rights, Al-Qaeda's going to get you. I don't even want to do this anymore. I'm just sick of it. And, yes, Glenn Beck is going to make, quote, underground documentaries. Of course he is. They know my films are devastating them. They're exposing the left-right paradigm. That's why it's so important that all of you get Fall of the Republic and the Obama deception and make copies of the DVD and never stop giving them out because it exposes them all. You can show Fall of the Republic or the Obama deception to a liberal or a conservative and it breaks their paradigm and the game's over. And if we could get this out to everybody, that would indeed happen. Now, a lot of people were excited today to hear that the Supreme Court had ruled against the First Amendment violations that are involved in the McCain-Feingold campaign finance reform of now 8 years ago. I'm actually looking for my articles. I had a whole bunch of them here. Here it is. Supreme Court removes limits on corporate labor donations to campaigns. And I read the ruling. All it does is take the restrictions off of labor unions and big corporations to give money 6 weeks before an election. But it left the changes in there where citizens are limited how much private money they can give. And so the original restriction doubled the amount of money corporations could give, but put limits on how close to a campaign they could do it. Now, and I've got to read the full ruling. I tried to this morning, scanned over it, but there's no mention anywhere here. And obviously it was unconstitutional to say Hillary the movie couldn't even show in theaters before an election, back during the election. Courts tried to rule that. I mean, obviously, you can make a documentary about Hillary Clinton as free speech and show it, and no campaign rule can do that. So the good news is it threw that out, but it's left, and no one's talking about that. The restrictions on, I can only give, what is it, $3,000 to Ron Paul, and then I'm done as an individual? So, but I guess individuals need to sue now, so that they give their rights to give. Because now if labor unions and corporations can give unlimited, but citizens can't, we're in trouble. So it's good in that it defends some of the First Amendment, but it's unequal. It's like Obama's health care plan saying certain states and labor unions are exempt from the taxes on health care plans. I mean, you can't do that. Just like Obama said, if you're a Democratic contributor, you get to keep your 90-year-old or 70-year-old in some of the cases car dealership, but if you're not, we're taking it because the government runs GM. I mean, that really happened. I mean, this is so lawless. I just can't believe that this is all going on and that these people are actually getting away with this. I'm going to get into some of the other good news I've got here, but I'm going to be quite frank with you. I've let my desk get messy. I need to clean it off this tonight. Because the desk is just got the last week's news on it. Give me a shot on that camera so folks can see this, or maybe a document cam shot. I mean, I'm just waiting in information. I'm actually drowning in it. This is 1 week of news. Last Sunday I came in here and cleaned off my desk, and every one of these stories is just a nightmare of evil, a nightmare of government corruption. Oh, I am going to take a few days off. Every once in a while, I get really tired. when I get emotionally spent. I'm freaked out about all the work we've done and how Glenn Beck's just taking it all over. I'm freaked out about him shutting down the gun show without a law and laughing about it. But I should be positive. I mean, so much is coming out. People are actually reading what the White House czars are saying. They're actually, you know, TSA nominee Erol Southers withdraws. President Obama's nominee to head the Transportation Security Administration withdrew from consideration on Wednesday, saying his nomination was obstructed by political ideology. Erol Southers had faced fierce opposition from Republicans ever since news surfaced that he may have misled Congress about an incident in the late 80s involving a background check of his boyfriend's ex, of the boyfriend of his ex-wife. I mean, yeah, they use these databases to harass people. But the real reason he got in trouble is he gave video interviews saying the number one enemy of America is Christians, and that's the number one terror threat. We played that in the last few weeks. So, you know, the good news is this guy won't have access to your wife's naked body. I mean, he likes access to data illegally, so God knows what he'll do with the naked body scanners. Here's Beck Parrott's White House Information Czar talking points, Kurt Nemo. That's a key story. You need to read that. H1N1 swine flu hoax falls apart at the seams. It's openly coming out that it's a criminal operation, that they're doing a criminal inquiry in the EU. Let me read some of this. I mean, here's an article from Steve Watson about it on Tuesday, and then there's another great article we got up at Infowars.com by Mike Adams of Natural News. International hearings began on falsified swine flu pandemic. The Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe, a 47-member body encompassing democratically elected members of the Parliament, has begun hearings to investigate whether H1N1 swine flu pandemic was falsified or exaggerated in an attempt to profit the vaccine sales. And then it's got the director of it saying it was all hype, it was a lie, it was a fraud, the vaccine is dangerous. I mean, it sounds like Alex Jones runs that Council of Europe. In order to promote their patented drugs and vaccines against flu, pharmaceutical companies influence scientists and official agencies responsible for public health standards to alarm governments worldwide and make them squander tight health resources for insufficient vaccine strategies and needless expose millions of healthy people to the risk of an unknown amount of side effects of insufficiently tested vaccines. This is the Council of Europe speaking. The bird flu campaign of 2005-2006 combined with the swine flu campaign seemed to have caused a great deal of damage not only to some vaccinated patients and to some health budgets, but to the credibility and accountability of the important international health agencies. Who's reporting this? The EU Health Board out of Strasbourg. Who else is reporting this? Fox News, Associated Press, Reuters, Washington Post. I mean, look at this. I like Mike Adams' articles. They're like InfoWars articles. He's gracious to let us post them in full. But naturalnews.com is the main site. Because just every paragraph is multiple links to all the mainstream news and documents and drug inserts. And, I mean, here it is. Washington Post, CDC, Reuters, Fox News. So, I mean, when you give somebody these articles by Steve Watson or by Mike Adams, let's get Mike Adams on next week. Let's get him on to talk about this in hindsight. So when somebody says, how dare you? You got to take the shot. You should be arrested if you don't take the shot. You should be sued if you don't take it, like Dr. Dean Adell said. That guy gets up there on the radio every time I hear him, because he comes on before me on the weekend on KLBJ. I listen to him. And he says, there are no side effects. It's all a lie. You need to be arrested if you don't take it. Well, I mean, here it is admitted. I mean, the British and German and other governments, they wouldn't even take it themselves. It does brain damage you. It does cause neurological disorders. It does cause Guillain-Barré. It does do all of this. It does, in many cases, reduce fertility or outright sterilize you. It does cause autoimmune disorders. It's a fact, folks. We just told you the truth. Like I told you the truth about Obama. Like I tell you the truth about Glenn Beck. I mean, I do the research. This is all I do. I'm obsessed with it too much. And I think about the fact that they were still able to shut down so many people. I think about the fact they were still able to con so many people. I think about the fact that so many women, and I know you printed it again, but you printed it for me. I can't find it in the stack. All the mainstream news articles about all the unexpected miscarriages from the shot. That's being talked about in the investigation. And notice in the major EU investigation, because their doctors aren't corrupt bureaucrats, I'm sure they'll all be fired now. They're talking about the campaign of 2005-2006. They did tests up until 2008 where more than 30% of the people that took the experimental bird flu shot would die. That's London Telegraph. I mean, they're giving 100 homeless people the shot and 31 are dying. The government knows it. They know the Monsanto corn causes massive liver failure and kidney failure. They know these other GMO crops are designed to sterilize you. Why do I even have to get up here and explain this to people? Why do I get called a conspiracy theorist when all I do is the research? Why do I have to be enemies with the police? You're just like me. You put your pants on one leg at a time. You've got children. These varieties of potatoes, tomatoes, and corn, and soybeans, and wheat that are GMO, they are specifically going in there and changing the chemical composition to sterilize you, to brain damage you, to give you cancer, to make your organs fail. I know that's scary. I know that's hard to believe. Please investigate. I don't expect you to believe me. I don't expect you to believe me, but for God's sakes, at least check into what I've told you, please. I'm freaked out by Barack Obama and all his cult followers. I am freaked out by Glenn Beck taking over our tea parties that Ron Paul started. I'm freaked out by everything we do gets like alchemy. They turn the gold into crap. And I just wish that Glenn Beck would not be a sniveling little traitor. He knows what he's doing. Folks, you got to tell Glenn Beck, we are not going to have a national sales tax, and we know the feds don't plan to replace the income tax with it. I've told you this for over 10 years. They were planning this. It's all now happening. They're trying everything right now. We got to stop the Republicans, man. They are now coming into power. You watch. They are going to say, we've got to have taxes to pay these bankers off. They're pushing new taxing systems, and anybody that does that is your enemy. We don't owe this money. It's a fraud to these offshore banks. Stop worrying about Obama and Republicans and Sarah Palin. They're all puppets. Start talking about the real power structure, the CIA and the Federal Reserve that Ron Paul's telling you about. It's simple. If somebody supports more wars and fake Patriot Act, they're an enemy. If somebody supports more taxes, they're an enemy. And I'm telling you, the only threat from Obama is a massive stage terror attack. And because of 9/11 truth, exposing government-sponsored terrorism, he may not be able to carry it out. They're in there with their tacticians and their theoreticians and their sociologists and their anthropologists and their people that crack the numbers and track the population, and they're trying to gauge how to beat us taking our country back right now. And I'm telling you, at the heart of it is Glenn Beck. And I'm shaken by the responsibility. I'm sick of the responsibility. And I'm sick of sniveling reporters coming to my office to interview me. They always do the same thing. I'm sick of weak people selling out to tyranny. I'm sick of weak-minded people that just go along with the system, who buy into the left-right paradigm, who are either dumb leftists or moron mainline conservatives. There's nothing conservative about Roger Ailes, Glenn Beck, and the Republican leadership. Stop being a bunch of simpletons. We can beat these people. I have produced the weapons in the info war that will destroy them. If you don't get co-opted by Glenn Beck and all his warmongering, and you know, notice Glenn Beck saying Al-Qaeda's going to nuke us, just like Obama is, just like Cass Sunstein is. Folks, they're on the same page in reality. We're on the edge here, ladies and gentlemen. The enemy is like a cornered rat. And if Glenn Beck is unable to fully co-opt our movement, it's over for the New World Order. I mean, we're that close, ladies and gentlemen, in this process to beating them. So get Fall of the Republic, get the Obama Deception, get DVD burners, get the free copies on YouTube, email them to everybody you know, post them on your website. It is vital because those films will expose the left-right paradigm. They will expose who the real enemy is, so people stop worrying about Republicans and Democrats and realize it's the bankers that have to be dealt with and the CIA. Stay with us.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, and arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Man thinks, cause he rules it up, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't change soon, he will. Oh, man, is he.
Some of the best news we've had in a long time. Bigger news than Scott Brown winning in Massachusetts. Financial Times of London. UN abandons climate change deadline. The timetable to reach a global deal to tackle climate change lay in tatters on Wednesday after the United Nations waived the first deadline of the process laid out by last month's fractious Copenhagen summit. So, see, they tried to say, even though nobody signed on, the U.S., England, and the EU say, we're still going to have countries sign on individually with arm twisting. We're going to go ahead and start raising the taxes to fund this new IMF World Bank-run system that will categorize all the world's carbon footprints. That is now falling apart. I mean, it is in burning, ruined, incinerated tatters, crashing and burning right now. Yav de Boer, the UN senior climate change official, admitted the deadline had in effect been shelved. And it goes into how they're just annihilated. Again, the people know that carbon dioxide that plants breathe is an evil. They know the government wants a new tax. They know the new government to be set up on a planetary scale is a private banking consortium. The problem is they just want open government power. We already have the same central banks running our countries. They just wanted a new, more intensified scam where they actually have the government power, not just through government have the power. So we've got to defeat that. But everybody should celebrate this upcoming weekend. You know, toast your iced tea or whatever when you're at dinner, that we did it. We shot down Copenhagen. We shot down Coakley. We are shooting down the government health care bill. It is very close to being defeated. Democrats are saying they're not going to vote for it now. But the Republicans are saying, oh, we'll do a compromise. Just get rid of abortion. So you better concentrate on those Republicans, the few that voted for it, and the, quote, conservative Democrats, and say no. Health care isn't broken. You got 25 million people that are uninsured through charity care. They already get care. That's another lie, as Ron Paul has said. It's all a fraud. A video editor 6 years ago, self-employed, he had to have a surgery. Austin told him, go ahead and die. I told him, here's the real rules on charity care. And he ended up getting a $20-something thousand surgery, and everything got fixed for free. The illegal aliens all get it. They just don't want you knowing. That's a little goodie that's reserved to the illegal aliens. My dad does about 30% of his dental care charity. When you go to medical school, they tell you, you're going to do 30% of your health care as charity. You understand? But see, doctors have had their own power taken away by HMOs, by health care companies who don't want that. They want to take it from taxpayers and do it. Little kids that need heart surgery don't go without it. It's all a lie. But it is the illegal aliens bankrupting our system. Because they come here, they have anchor babies, they get on 4 or 5 different welfare checks, their baby's a U.S. citizen, and it's over. And citizens get in trouble. If we do that, they should get in trouble, and that's one of the biggest issues. There was a bunch of other news I didn't get to. Retransmission starts now. Had a powerful first hour. Covered a lot of key news we haven't gotten to in this hour. And we'll be back tomorrow, of course, 11 a.m. and back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. We'll know more tomorrow online at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Our sites are the number one and number two, bigger than Glenn Beck, bigger than RushLimbaugh.com, alternative websites. But the enemy's really turning the heat up to take over our movement. Tell everybody you know about InfoWars.com and the free podcast. Continue to get our stories out to everybody. The grassroots is in a struggle against the neocons to save the republic. They want to hijack us and slit our throats. Great job, crew.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.